serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. After all the campaign rallies and all the campaign rhetoric, Election Day is finally here. Donald Trump wrapped up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. His running mate, J.D. Vance, was in Atlanta.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, finished up in Detroit.
Women all across America, of every age, both parties, are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump, whether he likes it or not.
As of this morning, even before the polls opened, nearly 83 million Americans had cast their ballots. Donald Trump stepping up calls to have the winner declared shortly after the polls close tonight, even though experts say, given how close the race is, that would be nearly impossible. This is ABC News. At least 20 people were killed in a new Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Palestinian officials say it hit a home. The IDF says it was targeting a weapons facility. In a Kansas courtroom, belief for dozens of people cheated in a scam.
In August, former Heartland Tri-State Bank Chief Shan Haynes in Wichita was sentenced to 24 years after stealing $47 million from customer accounts and wiring the money to cryptocurrency accounts run by scammers. The bank ran out of funds, was shut down, and sold to another bank by the FDIC, which covered depositors' losses. 30 shareholders in the bank, who thought they were out millions, have been told that the FBI recovered the funds from a cryptocurrency account in the Cayman Islands.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Instagram is putting AI to work to try to track down underage users. The system will scam accounts, and anyone deemed to be under 18 will be switched to a restricted account. Users can prove their age by uploading their ID. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, November 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn in Hurley, the Mercer Loons are hosting their meat extravaganza. All proceeds will be benefiting the Mercer Loons MC and the local scholarships they provide to area youth. The meat will be provided from Pat's Foods of Hurley with Luke Penrose MC and butcher extraordinaire Jim Cuker. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn on Silver Street in Hurley. Hunters and trappers prepare! The November seasons have arrived! The trapping season has already begun. For the other season openings, we have Melissa Kay with more.
The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96, passed peacefully at home with her family surrounding her on October 27th. She is survived by her daughter Ellen Gerber Schleyer of Park Falls, by her brother John James Shepherd of Park Falls, further survived by three grandsons, and she is also survived by her nine great-grandchildren and five great-great-grandchildren, and by one niece. A celebration of life, love, and her dedication to service will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, November 11th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Reverend Stephen Gentland will officiate. Visitation to be held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96.
Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden, died on Monday, October 28th at Marshfield Medical Center in Minocqua. She is survived by her son, Christopher Schultz of Glidden, and by her brother, John Pankretz of Glidden. Further survived by three nephews, by two nieces, and by her brother-in-law, and further survived by many other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Glidden. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden. This is the funeral notice for Thomas Niehoff, who passed away on October 29th. Tom is survived by his brothers, Robert Niehoff of Columbus, and by James Niehoff of Park Falls. Further survived by four sisters, Judith Mann of Columbus, by Sandra Pratt of Columbus, by June Niehoff of Columbus, and by Beverly Niehoff of Columbus and Phillips. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Phillips are serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Niehoff. Marilyn Jean Fleetner, age 92, passed away on Thursday, October 31st, at the Rib Lake Health Services under the care of Home Hospice. She is survived by her sons, Lee Allen of Watertown, Wisconsin, and by Brian Wayne of Milwaukee. Further survived by her grandson and by other relatives and friends. Visitation to be held on Saturday, November 9th, from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips, with a funeral service at 2 p.m., followed by burial at the Lakeside Cemetery. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Phillips are serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marilyn Jean Fleetner, 92. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. More roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Cullen Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl's Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, is ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And your sports update is being brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 98Q
Country. I'm here at a polling place where folks are lined up to vote. Experts say this election could all come down to the undecided voters. I understand, sir, that you are an undecided voter.
Yes.
So who have you decided to vote for today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You're standing in line to vote and you haven't made up your mind?
Nope, I'm undecided.
Really?
Yeah.
After all the campaigning, the conventions, the ads, debates, speeches, hundreds of polls, and all the information in the world, you're still undecided.
Yes. No, I mean, I think I am, so yes or no.
What's your name?
Bill. No, Ted. Bill. Well, William, maybe. I don't know. I've been thinking of Sparky lately.
I'm going with Sparky. Thanks for talking to us, Sparky. This has been a report from Sparky, the undecided voter here. Say bye-bye, Sparky.
You know, maybe it should be hello, because listeners are just meeting me.
Shut up!
Shutting up. Back to you in the studio.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. Tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
song, and it's your favorite. But pretty soon you'll be changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They wanna be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slim knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that.
Sam Hunt at 98Q Country. On and off rain showers today, not warming up really at all. At about 43, they're saying 44 is all for today. And the rest of the week, upper 40s, pushing 50. Not too terrible. I mean, it is November 5th. It's Billy Currington to get your Election Day Tuesday rolling at 98Q Country.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised, and then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death,
He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. The wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I gotta stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man.
Bring,
I'm taking a ride.
Bring me two piña coladas.
Yeah,
I want one for each end.
Let's
all set sail with Captain Moore. organ. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand. I
buried her in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas and say hello to her good timing man.
Garth, there's something about a song where the lead singer leads you into the next song. Oh, it's wonderful. When he tells you what to sing, that's just wonderful. Garth Brooks at 98Q. Hope you are well on this Tuesday, the 5th of November. Only, let's see, 2000, 4, 8, 16, 12, 16, 20, 24. This is only the seventh time ever that you and I have gotten together on this day, Election Day. Maybe that's not as significant as I thought it was going to be. It's Presidential Election Day. We do this every 4 years. So get out and cast your vote out there for whoever you think would be the best person to lead our great nation. If you need a ride, all right, there's some folks that it's not anybody that's political one way or the other. They just want to make sure that if you want to vote, that you can get to the poll. And they're local people, 715-661-3753. 715-661-3753. They'll get you a ride to and cast your ballot. If that's what's preventing you from casting your ballot today, take advantage of that. We encourage you, if you I thought about the wording of this earlier, but I think it's kind of cool to be a nerd. Isn't nerd kind of cool and in now? See, when I was a kid, it was just like, you know, Potsy from Happy Days, it's just like, you nerd. But now, nerd is cool. So I think I can say this with great affection, that you political nerds, you can... It just doesn't sound right, though, does it? I don't mean it in a demeaning way. I'm just saying, if you politics is kind of your thing and you enjoy the whole process, today's your day. Today's your day. A lot going on. If you want to track the Wisconsin results, our civic media group, is doing that, not on this station, but on the Civic Media app, and out of our Madison-based station, they'll be kind of tracking the results tonight, starting at 6 o'clock and running through the evening. They will have reports from all around different locations in the state, so you can get election coverage. You can go to right to 98qcountry.com. Right on the top of the page, there's a big banner that says election coverage tonight, 6 p.m., and you click on that, and you can follow it. And what's going on? You've seen all the ads, the Eric Hovday versus Tammy Baldwin ads. From just seeing all the ads, neither one of them seem like they're even close to being qualified to be in this office, right? Just ask the other person on the other side. They'll tell you what they think. I think everybody, even you political nerds, I think everybody's going to be happy that we can just ditch the rhetoric today. The ads will taper off a little bit later on in the day today. So it is the Super Bowl today for political people. The thing is we're not going to know the result of this election, most likely. We may have a good idea late tonight, tomorrow morning, depending on the swing states. But we're not going to have... the official results of this election until, you know, there's a possibility that we might not have a decisive winner for several days. That is a possibility. Donald Trump has announced that he thinks that they should announce the winner immediately after the polls close tonight, which seems kind of like an accurate statement. So, let's see. Oh, I was watching this morning on the various news channels that we have in studio that I can see on the monitor. I think election coverage is kind of like hurricane coverage, in that I think you could just film one person one time at a hurricane and then just use it for every single hurricane moving forward. And I think you could do that with elections. We always have that person who's, I'm at the, you know, at the Jones County election polling site, and they're always broadcasting from the site, which provides no additional information other than what they're saying. You know, within the report, but as far as the backdrop of it, I think you could just use the same backdrop every time and just let that person stay like in their apartment or in their studio, because them being at the election site, you know, right now is just, It's just semantics. It's just, it doesn't really matter. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So get out and cast your ballot. What else do we have? Oh, my favorite part of election night, by far, is the big boards. Whether it's on Fox or CNN. I think John King from CNN kind of is one of the, that his name? He's one of the originators of the board. Let's go to the board. Oh, and they go over. It's like they've been practicing. It's like the high school basketball player who's been practicing free throws for months and months and months. And they get up to that free throw line and they take their four dribbles and they spin the ball and they shoot it and it always goes in. That's what these guys are in front of the big electronic political boards. They step in front of that on election night and they've been practicing this for months. Yeah, they've been shooting free throws for months with this electronic board. They know where to tap. They could close their eyes and go bing, bong, bing, boom, 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 boom. And there'd be like a county with seven people in it in the southern Nevada, and that would come up on the board. It's just amazing. They're swiping and they're tapping, and I'm jealous of every single one of them. So that's one of the things I look forward to is the big board. Oh, on the election coverage night. It's wonderful. So we're going to miss all the social media postings, right? And we're going to miss all that. Probably not. Got a hurricane coming in. Apparently, it looks like Hurricane Rafael is what's going to make its way possibly to the Gulf Coast here in the next several days. So that is a possibility. What else do we have going on here? I saw this story, and I'm just going to read the story, okay? Because I think the whole election process is some people are just like, it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter who I vote for. Well, it does. It does. So I just want to read this story, and I'm not going to do any comment on it. I'm just going to read it. There is a YouGov survey. This is a place that just does surveys kind of around the country and around the world, just on various things, information. So a new YouGov survey found that just 65% of Americans say they consider Adolf Hitler to have been a completely bad person. 65% of Americans said that. 1% of Americans called Adolf Hitler a completely good person. 4% say a good person who did some bad things. 7% of Americans said in the survey that he is an equally good and bad person, and 11% said that he is a bad person who did some good things. And another 12% were not sure at all who Adolf Hitler was. So there you have it. We have news and sports. We get you updated twice an hour, so let's get ABC in here to get you an update.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. After all the campaign rallies and all the campaign rhetoric, Election Day is finally here. Donald Trump wrapped up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. His running mate, J.D. Vance, was in Atlanta.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, finished up in Detroit.
Women all across America, of every age, both parties, are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump, whether he likes it or not.
As of this morning, even before the polls opened, nearly 83 million Americans had cast their ballots. Donald Trump stepping up calls to have the winner declared shortly after the polls close tonight, even though experts say, given how close the race is, that would be nearly impossible. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 9th at the Congressional United Church of Christ, it's their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. They invite you to join them for their annual Craft and Bake Sale, featuring their Christmas Bake Sale and Nut Sale, with many craft items, baskets, wreaths, swags, hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Congregational United Church of Christ. Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for election votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. More roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Don't let car troubles sideline you. BC Auto Repair and Prentice has your back. Locally owned for 14 years. Offering $50 off a four-wheel alignment with a purchase of four tires. Plus an advanced ADAS calibration for safety. Visit BC Auto Repair today.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. Learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
They say love is more precious than gold and can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Country.
me. If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter? As the summer sun got higher, if we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Would you go with me if we rode the clouds together? I'd look down forever if you were lighter than a feather. Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Josh Turner, 98Q Country. Cool day today. Not going to get much warmer than we are right now. 43 is what I show. 44 is what they're telling us the high will be today. Moisture is still a good thing here in the Northwoods. I think we could flip this over to a high fire danger real quick on a dry, sunny day. So the moisture good. Each Tuesday morning, we get you updated on what's going on in our Butternut Schools. And Carolyn Pollitt, the administrator there for Butternut Schools, nice enough to join us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We have a special referendum question on the ballot for those in the Butternut School District for today's election, and we want to make sure people are informed on that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Of course, we've been pushing out information since August. I'm hoping that all of our voters have gotten most of that information. So I just personally encourage people to vote however they want their voice heard. Is so important. The ballot is a big one, of course, today. So, you know, we need to use our voices as citizens in our country and get our opinions out there. As far as school, you know, we just really, one thing that I really want to stress to our community is school pride and why that's important for any school and any community. But of course, it's personal here for me and for our staff and students and a lot of our community. And you know, one thing, Joel, is that it keeps history an active part of what you stand for. We have a longstanding history here in Butternut with Charles Fisher and how our school has kind of evolved over time. The other thing I think that is really important is that a community has some ownership. You know, we can help work together to control the quality right there in your own hometown school. And that school pride gives people that place of belonging, and it allows us to create our own opportunities that help us grow stronger citizens for the future. And That is one thing that, I think is really important in a way that schools and communities connect and build relationships. It's all around growing for our future. The kids we have are going to be making these political decisions someday.
Yeah, and the referendum, so those aren't surprised by it, it's $1.2 million per year for the next 4 years. Do I have that correct?
That's right.
Okay, yep. So 4.8, and that, just looking to...
Well, it's not 4.8.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Yep, that's okay. It's one, and that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That's one misconception. It's 1.2 per year, so you know, wherever we land that year, we're asking for to keep us 1.2 above that threshold.
Gotcha.
And so we're not tacking on 1.2 per year. We're asking for whatever that amount is so that we land 1.2 above, you know, what our aid coming in might be.
Okay.
So that is kind of a misconception. It's not a huge difference, but it will be a difference. The first year, obviously, is going to be the highest year. But after that, that will fluctuate and go down a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, and like you mentioned last time, too, if folks have any questions, they're always welcome to give folks at the school a call if they're confused on which way to vote or any information, right?
For sure. For
all
sure.
Right. Very good, Carolyn. Well, thank you for all your work you do for the kids. Thank you so much. Have a great election day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Carolyn Powell, she's an administrator there at the Butternut School. That's one of the things that the Butternut School District folks will have on there is the referendum for the Butternut School. We have Election Day, November the 5th. It's kind of, it seems like it's a long trek that we've been here to get here. But it's all gonna come to a close today. The political ads will come to a close today. The political rhetoric won't come to a close, of course, as we'll stretch out the voting and the counting of the votes. It still always baffles me a little bit that we don't, I know they want each state to kind of do their own, you know, each state kind of does their own thing. But you think that we could find a way to kind of universalize this whole voting process. You know, some states will start counting the ballots at 8 o'clock tonight when the polls close. Others have already counted the ballots I don't know. It just seems like we could probably make that a federal thing, but they like to let each state kind of do their own thing. And when election day comes, it's never more clear that each state does their own thing. There's no doubt about it. Get out and cast your ballot today. Wisconsin does have same-day voter registration. So if you're saying, Joel, why haven't registered to vote? Doesn't matter in Wisconsin. You can do same-day voter registration right there at your site. If you don't know where to vote, call your local city hall, village hall. Go on the internet. If you can't do that, call a friend, ask them, they'll be able to tell you where you should be casting your ballot. Sometimes when you move into rural Wisconsin and the outside areas especially, that can be a little bit confusing. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks, with a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the fresh Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
98Q Country.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside.
Whoa.
Never gonna grow up.
Whoa.
Never gonna slow down.
Whoa.
We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show.
Whoa.
We were doing it right.
Whoa.
We were coming alive.
Whoa.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me. Her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song.
Whoa.
Never gonna grow up.
Whoa.
Never gonna slow down.
Whoa.
We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show.
Whoa.
We were doing it right. We were coming alive.
Whoa.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Whoa,
never gonna grow up.
Ha,
never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show.
Whoa.
We were doing it right.
Whoa.
We were coming alive.
Whoa.
Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.